Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking space with Dan Ruby. He's the director of the Fleshman Planetarium. And our pundit today, Jesse Wadhams, off council with Fenimore Craig. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
I'm one of them.
Yo también.
I'm one of over 300,000 Nevadans who rely on Social Security.
Social Security helps us pay the bills.
And enjoy the retirement that we've earned.
That's what makes Joe Hecht so dangerous.
His plan to privatize Social Security means billions in profits for Wall Street.
Risking retirement security on the stock market.
What if it crashes again?
Wall Street has given Joe Hecht over $500,000.
I wonder who he's working for.
Because it's not us.
AFSCME People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Dan Ruby. He is director of the Fleshman Planetarium at UNR. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I was watching Armageddon last night.
Oh, great.
And it got me in the mood for this interview. You know, there are so many exciting adventures in space. Is the population at large as excited about space as they were, say, back in the 60s?
It's hard to gauge because of my job. It feels like absolutely everybody is excited about space, but that's what happens when people come through the doors of the planetarium. But I think we are in a new age that's very, very exciting. So we're over the age of the shuttle, and we're in an age where lots of companies are working on getting to space faster and cheaper, and I think it's incredibly exciting. SpaceX has announced a new partnership with NASA that they intend to send a test of their nobody on it, but a test of their manned technologies to Mars in 2018, which is, you know, 2 years from now. That's fantastic and very, very exciting. So I think we are seeing what we're going to see is a level of excitement that exceeds what we had in the 60s, and we're on that uphill.
Do you think that private enterprise is going to be able to fund to the level necessary for these missions?
I think that it's going to be public-private like it always has been, and I think that we will see that. One of the things that we've seen that we didn't have in the 60s is very, very rich entrepreneurs like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos spending their money on these things, and that's the kind of thing I think that will make this happen.
When do you think we're going to see manned flight to Mars?
So NASA says 2030s, and SpaceX says sooner, and I bet it's somewhere in between.
And your thoughts on the kind of people that would go on a mission like that?
So it would be, it's a little bit cooler than going to the moon. A lot more intense time-wise, technology-wise, and effort-wise. So I don't know. I think it'll be different than the kind of cowboys that we saw in the 60s space programs. I think what we'll see are older and people that are you know, good at a lot of different things.
And do you think it's going to be a one-way mission? That's the way it's really got to be planned, even though the plan will be to return these folks to Earth. But do you think it has to be almost defined as a one-way mission?
Oh, absolutely not. So I would assume that NASA would, they are very risk averse. They would never do anything that they weren't sure that they could get somebody back from. It's very different than the Mars One project, which is now basically a non-starter. But the plan would definitely be to take people to orbit around Mars, and then eventually landing briefly on the surface and coming back. So it would definitely not be a one-way trip.
Okay, so you don't think that initially that there would be any idea of a colony?
No, that would be really far down the future. And I read up on the Mars One project, and that was the one-way trip idea, the privately funded one-way trip idea. And the problem with that is that you have to keep people alive, and it costs so much more money. Things break down. It costs a lot more money to send people to Mars and keep them alive indefinitely than it does just to send them and bring them back.
We look at the Hubble telescope, and it's you know, amazing how long it's lasted. But there are now plans for a replacement for the Hubble. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Hubble has done more for space than any other. It is the greatest science instrument ever built. We've learned more about the universe than we've ever known before. It's doubled our knowledge of the universe, which is huge. And it's done way past what we expected it to do. Starting next year, we're going to launch the James Webb Space Telescope, which will be able to see further back in time and farther out in space than even the Hubble.
And when you look, you know, I was, and I'm sure you were at the same lecture, the fellow from the Hubble that came to UNR a couple
Yes.
of months ago. And to hear him talk and talk about the timeline and how far back the universe goes and the length, it's almost beyond the capacity for my brain to absorb.
It's beyond the capacity for my brain to absorb as well. I don't think humans are good at understanding the kind of scales of time and space that space involves. So we use a lot of models to help understand that.
And the new telescope is going to open this up even further.
Exactly.
And so that will increase our knowledge, but also it increases the unknowns, does it not?
Yeah, so that's a great point. One of the things, the more we learn, the more we know that we don't really know anything. So you answer some questions, but you ask a million more every time you learn something new with space.
Well, it's always interesting to me, and I've had the privilege of interviewing astronauts over the decades now, including some that have put their feet on the moon, some that have just been to the moon, like Jim Lovell went there twice. And it's always interesting to me the combination of science but also religion, that those two things are not separated.
They're not. And this is something that I love when groups come to the planetarium and talk about this, because science and religion are not at odds. There are different ways of understanding the universe. And so everybody wants to know more about the universe and understand the universe. And there's different ways to answer different questions. Science is a way to answer some stuff, and religion is another way to explore that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dan Ruby when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
1 billion in new subsidies. That's what out-of-state companies, SolarCity and Sunrun, are asking Nevada voters to give them. Their campaign isn't about energy choice. It's about money. Nevada families would be forced to pay higher power bills to subsidize their profits. You pay more, and they walk away with the cash. Sound fair? It's not. Find out more at SolarEnergyFairness.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Ruby. He's the director of the Fleischmann Planetarium in Reno on the campus of UNR. A lot of excitement going on in White Pine County now at the Great Basin National Park because of a telescope that they're putting in there. We had one of the lead players on that on the program a couple of months ago. Where are we with that? And explain again for folks that may not be aware of this project, why having a telescope in this remote area is so exciting.
Sure. So I'm not instrumental in that project. I follow them on Facebook, which is how I learned about this project. But Great Basin National Park is an amazing, amazing national park because it's beautiful, but also it has some of the darkest skies in the entire country. In Nevada, we have a lot of spaces that are not very populous, and so it's a really neat opportunity to put a telescope somewhere that can do a lot of good science. Great Basin National Park is a fantastic place for that, and they've just recently completed the dome for the telescope and installed the telescope there. It's going to be able to be remotely operated, so people don't actually have to hang out at the telescope to use it. So it's a really fantastic opportunity for researchers around the state.
And for the public, they'll be able to go online and be able to look at what the telescope is seeing as well.
Exactly. And they do offer some really fantastic astronomy programming at Great Basin National Park. All the rangers are very well trained in astronomy, and they love telescopes, so it's a great time.
If you're living in Las Vegas or Reno and you think you've seen the sky, you've got to get out of town and go to the more remote parts of Nevada, which is not hard to do. I mean, you can go just a few miles and be in the remote parts of Nevada, because that sky is a whole different story.
Yeah, we have some of the best skies in the country.
And if you have an iPad, you can get those apps that you can point your iPad up to the sky and see what all the different clusters are.
I love those. And it's been a big change in astronomy that I've seen since we've had smartphones and tablets, is that everybody's always been able to look up at the night sky and see the same thing, see the same patterns of stars. But these tools make it much easier for people to do that. You don't need an expert to tell you how to do it. You can do it yourself, which is fantastic.
What was fun last summer was my wife plotted where the International Space Station was going to be, and it came right across Reno.
Yeah.
And we sat outside at the appointed time, and it was stunning that you could actually see this silvery box going right overhead, moving at a fairly rapid rate, but it was pretty obvious what it was. I was surprised to get as good a view of that with the naked eye.
I love that. The space station is one of my favorite things to see. So there's something like 20,000 orbiting objects that we can see, pieces of space junk, satellites that work, satellites that don't work anymore. And the most impressive of those is the International Space Station. It's a little bit larger than a football field, and so maybe about the size of Mackey Stadium. And it's not that high up. It's about 250 miles up. So it's a gigantic object, only about 250 miles up, with a bunch of very reflective solar panels that act like mirrors to reflect sunlight back at us. So if you're in the beam of that space station, it gets very, very bright. It's really impressive to see pass over.
Let's talk about the Fleischmann Planetarium. You were talking before we got started here about some improvements that are coming.
Yeah, so we've been around for more than 50 years, and we are Northern Nevada's place for space. We've been doing great. What we do is field trips. We're open to the public. We are a place for learning about space, exploring space, and we've got some neat stuff on the horizon. We are working on theater improvements, so we are always working on theater improvements, and we're able to upgrade our technology pretty quickly because we've moved to digital technology a few years ago, so we can just upgrade equipment as we want to. We're installing new seats this summer, and we're looking at, in the next year or so, completing a theater renovation that will mean that we can fit more people in our theater and have a little bit newer equipment. The reason for that is that we want to be able to fit an entire busload of students at once instead of part of a busload of students.
So now, you know, one of the thoughts is, you know, you look across the town at Sparks and you see the IMAX theater there and you go,
no, so I'm glad it's there. I love watching movies there. They're very, very different things. So we don't do movies. What we do are planetarium shows, which are talking about astronomy and space exploration. We've got what seems like a very narrow focus. But really, when we're talking about science in space, which is what we talk about, that's a lot of stuff. Space is everything outside of the thin envelope of our atmosphere, which is pretty much everything. And science in space is, you know, biology in space, geology in space, it's physics in space, it's all these other fields. We're just looking at it through the lens of space. So we have a lot of stuff we can talk about, but we limit ourselves, that lens, as being through space. So we do a very different thing than they do, and it's a very different experience.
Do the students ever bring up the topic of space warfare? You know, 60 Minutes did a piece not too long ago on the military protection of our satellites, the global positioning satellites.
They don't, and I wish they would because I love talking about it.
Well, let's talk about it.
It's very, very exciting, and it is one of the – cyber warfare and space warfare are some of the new frontiers. It is not hard to disable satellites. If you spray paint a satellite black, it will be destroyed. It will overheat and be destroyed pretty quickly. The Chinese have – demonstrated that they can basically blow up satellites in space. And that's scary and exciting. It's just a new arena.
And what do you think the effect would be if another country took down our global positioning satellites, not just on the military, but on the regular person now that relies through their cell phone on GPS?
Yeah, it would be devastating. It would be a huge, huge shift. Everybody relies on GPS. But everybody relies on GPS around the globe, commercially, militarily. So I don't think that that's a thing that would happen.
And do you think that we're going to end up working out treaties that that will prevent this from occurring?
I don't know. That's a little bit above my pay grade. but I would hope that's something that we look at in the future.
All right. What's the most exciting thing out there that you're looking forward to in the near future?
Oh, space-wise? Mm-hmm. The really interesting thing recently is being able to detect gravity waves from those colliding black holes. That was fantastic. And what we're learning is that Einstein was right. The way the universe is made is really, really interesting, more fantastic and complex than we even thought. And now that we've got tools that we're starting to able to understand what he predicted, we've got a huge new world of astronomy and understanding how our universe works ahead of us.
And one last thing here is we've got to acknowledge it's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. And they just had a huge convention in Las Vegas, instantly sold out. It's people's soundtrack of their lives for so many people.
It is. I have to admit, I'm a Star Wars person, not a Star Trek person.
You can
be both. I do like Star Trek. I do like Star Trek. And it's done a lot for... a lot of the technologies that we've seen in Star Trek are coming true because people grew up with Star Trek and they want to make those things. They want to make replicators.
Phone.
They want to make the medical devices, cell phones.
3D printers.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the things that we're seeing in Star Trek are coming true. So it's a fantastic way of wishing things to life.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Dan Ruby from the Fleischmann Planetarium. If people are visiting Reno and they want to see a great place for space, that's the place to come to. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sam.
We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
What began as a vision grew to become a foundation of Nevada history. A place where gridiron greatness was born. Leaders became legends. An entire community rose up as one. Now, 50 years later, Mackey Stadium has been reborn, and the next chapter begins. Nevada Wolfpack Football. For season tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
Credit Karma? Why are you checking your credit score?
You don't want to drive Old Blue forever, do you?
Turn it off.
I did.
Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah, it's free.
That was easy.
Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Non-attorney spokesperson, attention women with ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use baby powder before your diagnosis,
call 1-800-444-3799.
you may be entitled to compensation. For decades, medical studies have linked long-term use of baby powder with ovarian cancer. If you or someone you love was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using baby powder,
call 1-800-444-3799.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome our pundit today, Jesse Wadhams. He's off counsel with Fenimore Craig. What was your movie you watched last night? I'm just kidding. All right, so let's talk about mining. What is the state of mining at this point in time? Because I'm getting mixed messages.
Well, you know, the industry has been going through a lot of cost cutting because, you know, it's a bit of a counter-cyclical industry. So as the economy does better, typically people don't invest in things like gold. And so as we have moved out of the recession, the companies have done a pretty good job of starting to cut costs. You're seeing things like shedding of assets where they can essentially peel off lower performing assets and sell them to new companies, which can take that asset and sort of work it at a different level in terms of, you know, their economies are fundamentally different at a smaller level than the bigger ones. So I think you're starting to see a little bit of the turnaround in the industry in terms of those cost-cutting measures have taken hold. You're starting to see some better improvement. And then again, as the economy stabilizes, you might see some stabilization with gold prices. Although I saw the dollar fell and the gold rose again. So pinning your hopes on what the mining or what gold is going to do is probably a fool's errand.
Yeah, to say the least. And also, you know, you don't want to be banking on disaster, and therefore the price of gold goes up. But now, is it also true that at times like this, this is when the mining companies go after the gold and silver that's easier to find, easier to get out of the ground rather than the more expensive kind?
You know, that is a common sort of perception. I have talked to folks, you know, we represent mining clients, and certainly I have talked to the heads of these companies, and they say that folks don't typically go high grade or low grade. You try to just work the asset the best you can and try to ride it out as much as you can rather than say, okay, we're going to high grade now and then we're going to low grade over here. I think the industry doesn't quite work that way. They don't quite pivot so quickly in terms of high grade, low grade.
So it's more a 10-year, 15-year, 20-year
really
plan.
They do. They have a mine plan. These mine engineers, it's fascinating. You know, I'm not a science guy, obviously, but the way that they can geo-engineer these pits and these underground mines is pretty impressive. So I think they tend to stick to a plan.
We had a guy on here earlier this week, Warren Bumrap, who is deals with unmanned vehicles from UNR, and he was talking about how the mining industry is now using drones that they have the ability to see where a better vein to go mining from. Can you shed any light on that?
That's a relatively new development, right. But I do know that they are starting to use these technologies again. What I was always struck with is that this is a fascinatingly high tech industry. I mean, these folks are using some of the best science, 3D modeling, imaging. So it doesn't surprise me that they've moved to drone technology as well to augment, again, all of the components of mining from finding the ore body to not only to preventing high wall failure and safety issues. So it strikes me, again, they tend to be on the very forefront of new technology, some of the first to use GPS for trucks and making sure that you've got the ore going to the right places as it's coming out of the pits.
So. All right, let's change the topic here. We've got about a minute and a half left to politics. The Heck Master race. What's your thoughts on how that's playing out so far?
You know, that's obviously our marquee race, and I have continued to think that it is going to be the closest of the races in Nevada at the sort of the broader level. You've got two very solid candidates. A.G. Masto has a solid record as a good attorney general. And then Congressman Heck, Dr. General. I mean, these are great bios.
And more moderate than a lot of
people. And very moderate, and both, I think, are very moderate. So you really, again, you've got a race that is not hyper-partisan on either side. And so I think at the end of the day, it's going to be turnout will drive the day. And right now, that tends to trend toward the Democrats.
Yeah, and turnout, of course, is the big deal. And that's the interesting thing about the Trump campaign versus the Democratic campaign, which is that the Clinton team just has this unbelievable ground game across the nation.
They really do. I think you see that the campaigns are moving to much more data and much more ability to drive ground game with data points and touches of voters. And I think Congressman Heck and his campaign is probably going to use some of the best in the business. I know the Democrats obviously have great people on the ground game, and then you kind of got the oddness of the presidential with
what?
One.
I hadn't noticed.
With one campaign very traditional and another very
non-traditional.
Outside the norm.
That's where we have to leave it. Jesse Waters, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
When you retain the law firm of Kilpatrick Bolentini, you become a client of our law firm.
And client is a word we take very, very seriously.
Every client is entitled to honest answers and respect.
Call us for a free consultation. We can really help.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
On our next broadcast, we're talking cybersecurity with Ira Victor. We'll see you on the next broadcast.